If you want to talk about like your personal history with using social media or like interacting with it, even if you want to just talk about like the way you've used it today or like anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to be here. And I guess I'll just get into it. So I am a sophomore at Oxy. And I think I'm 19 years old, so I think social media is a big part of a lot of young people's lives, including mine. I use Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, a lot of different ones, probably more than I'm forgetting. But the main ones that I use on a daily basis are Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Oh, and Snapchat. Part of the reason why I use Facebook and Twitter so much is because of my job. I am a social media intern, so it's my job to post on Facebook and Twitter every day for that. And then Instagram is just like personal use, Snapchat is personal use, and Snapchat is like one of the main ways that I communicate with like my friends from home and friends at school too. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Thank you for starting that off. It was very eloquent. Using, like, being a college student, using social media for, like, keeping in touch, I think, is a really interesting kind of aspect of it, because personally, when I was, like, you know, in high school and everything, I didn't totally feel the need to, like, Snapchat wasn't the only way I was in my friends' lives. Like, cause I'd saw them every day at school, and I would, like, drive to and from school with them. I'd be on teams with them. But now I definitely feel like there's more of, like, when I'm here, I talk to my friends at home through, like, social media. When I'm at home, I talk to my friends from here through social media. And so I want to say that, like, makes it more, like, relevant for my life. But I also think that there's very much, like, a time and place for everything, and, like, being away maybe means you should be, like, have that distance and, like, let it be there, especially through social media. So, like, taking in the fact that I'm here with my friends here, so that when I go home, I can be fully with my friends at home, and I have, like, those two separate spaces. It's interesting that you brought that up. Do you feel like social media in any way, like, inhibits the relationships in the present? Because think about it, like, when you're at a meal with your friends and people are on their phones, or even when you're just, like, in class, like, people on their computer, like, messing around instead of, like, listening to the teacher, like, that kind of stuff. Do you think there's a value in, like, that kind of removal that it gives you, or that, like, removal from one situation but, like, entering another that you're, like, physically removed from? Do you think there's, like, a value in that, or is it more, like, destructive?
I think it can work both ways. It just depends on, like, who is using it and how they choose to use it. I definitely have found, like, lately it's been kind of destructive for me. I have not been making very, like, smart decisions, as in, like, the time that I choose to be on social media. Like, I'll sit in my bed and be like, oh, let's go on Instagram for 10 minutes, and then I look, and it's, like, an hour later, and I'm like, oh, no, it's 9:30, I was supposed to get this, this, and this done, mm-hmm. And instead I was just scrolling through people's pictures aimlessly, like, not really, like, anything super crucial or important that I needed to see either. I do think that it can be destructive in that way, so I am considering, like, taking a break from Instagram for that reason, but I also, at the same time, I really value Snapchat because I do have, like, super close friends at home and at school, and, like, it's not always possible to, like, FaceTime all the time, so that's, like, kind of, like, the next best thing, and it's just, like, a quick little, like, oh, like, hey, what's up, or just, like, a quick, easy way to talk to them, and, mm-hmm. like, just see what they're doing in their lives, and, like, also see who they're friends with at their schools, which is super interesting, because then you, like, kind of make a huge network of, like, their friends, and, like, it just spreads everywhere, so, like, it's cool to put a face to a name in that way. So I do value Snapchat a lot, and I don't see that as, like, a destructive thing, unless I'm, like, getting distracted in class on it or something, which is, like, not something that I personally do.
I can't say the same for me. Cool. You brought up, like, taking breaks and everything, and, like, I can definitely say that I try to take breaks, but for me, it mostly just is in the form of, like, deleting the app from my phone or turning off notifications or, like, more on, like, my end. I'll just stay off of it for certain times in the day, which always ends up failing in some part because I consider, like, failing to be, like, returning back to it. Have you ever taken any social media breaks?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when, but I deleted everything besides Snapchat. And that lasted, like, I think it was, like, the month before I came to college I did that. I just deleted everything. And then, like, last school year I also deleted just, like, Facebook and Twitter. And then I think I deleted Instagram, but that only lasted for a week, so... I would definitely say, like, the hardest one, like, I could keep all the other ones off my phone, too. The hardest one to keep off my phone was Instagram, and so the most time I've gone without it was that month that I did before I came to college, and then, like, I got it back. I'm not sure why. Probably my mom was, like, asking me to post pictures when I got to school, but I got it back, and, like, I found that I didn't necessarily, like, have the urge to be on it as much just because, like, I was used to not being on it. And then, like, that urge, like, to just, like, aimlessly scroll, like came back over, like, the time of me having it. So now it's kind of just, like, something I do, like, in times of, like, boredom, I guess.
Yeah. I feel that, too. Like, when I've tried to... There is, like, a certain... It's almost like, a detox, like, a mental detox because, like, you... When you take it out of your life, like, your routine changes just slightly. And at first, you kind of, like, are reaching for your phone and then realizing, like, there's no, like, apps on it. But then, after a while, like, you don't even do that. And for me, like, because my friends, too, like, have a lot of group chats across platforms. So, like, in our text group chat, they'll be like, oh, check the Twitter or check the Insta group chat. And they'll have a conversation about that. So that's why I always redownloaded them was because... It was just as, like, valuable as, like, having a group chat on iPhone. But I definitely think that, like, it was really hard for me to do that. When you are on, so, like, you've been talking a lot about Snapchat and Instagram. And obviously, like, those, I think, for us especially, like, we downloaded it at a time when it was a way simpler app. And, like, my sister had, like, downloaded it, obviously, like, years after me when there was a lot more features. So, like, I would say I use Snapchat's, like, basic features more than anything else. Like, I'm not, like, the whole, like, company stories, like, the Cosmo ones and, like, all that stuff. I watch them, like, sometimes. I don't really, like, subscribe to anything. I don't use, like, a ton of, like, filters or anything, like... But my sister does a lot, and she also does a lot of weird shit on that that I won't even get into. But I think, like, definitely the different kind of features that have been incorporated since I downloaded it, I'm not as familiar with, but also, like, I don't need them as much. So that's just, I guess, where my experience comes from. But would you say that, like, on Snapchat or Instagram or any platform, like, what kinds of features do you use the most?
I can definitely relate to, like, not watching those, like, stories, like, the Cosmo or, like, whatever that is. I don't really watch those that much. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while there's, like, something that looks cool, some BuzzFeed thing or whatever, but, so I'll watch that, but it's very rare. I don't even really watch people's stories that much. Like, I'll watch, like, my friends, and, like, those are usually, like, in front, so I just, like, watch those, and then, like, after a while it's, like, because I have, like, 400, 500 people on Snapchat, so that's just, like, a lot. Yeah, and I got Snapchat in, like, 2012, I think, when it was, like, the most basic, like, couldn't even take videos or something like that. Like, it was just pictures, and, like, there's no chats or anything, so that's super weird to think about, like, how long I've had it. And I don't think stories were a thing either.
Probably not. And you could see best friends.
Yeah. I remember that. That was so funny. That was, like, when I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I use, like, the basic features. The best thing that happened to Snapchat was the group chats.
Yeah.
Because that did not used to be a thing, and, like, my friends and I, we text, or we, like, use the Snapchat group chat more than a text group. Like, we don't really text each other because, like, we can just send, like, funny, like, weird dances in there and, like, whatever we want, whatever's going on, super quick. But Instagram, I got Instagram when I was in sixth grade, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a, just like a photo editing app. So I have this old Instagram account from when I was like 11 years old or something, with a bunch of weird, weird pictures of just me and my friends sitting in the cafeteria and all this stuff, like with weird filters on it. Because I thought, I didn't know other people could see them. And it's just somewhere out there, like, with all those pictures. So I had it, and then I was like, eh, this is stupid, and I deleted it. And then I think I got it back in, like, ninth grade or something, or eighth grade. I don't mm-hmm. really know. But, yeah, I got it back, and it started, like, I think one of the coolest things about Instagram is the stories on Instagram and, like, how you can add, like, music to it and, like, your location and all that stuff. Yeah, I like that on Instagram. And, like, I try to minimize my posting, too, on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me, too. I actually don't go through Instagram stories, though, as much. Like, I realize that I don't because, like, my friends send me a ton of stories and and that's, like, the only time I watch them. And that's how I realize that, like, literally everybody else watches Instagram stories but me. You talked a little bit about, like, when you had Instagram at first, like, kind of misunderstanding, like, the purpose. But I think that Instagram did start as a photo editing app. Because I think originally you couldn't even, like, share photos. And then they added that, like, almost right away after its initial release. But I think a lot of social media is, like, has so many more, like, underlying uses and goals than people, like, go into them intending to use. So, like, for me, I got Instagram because at first I just made a profile with, like, no pictures, no name or anything, because I wanted to, like, see what other people were doing. So, like, that was kind of my, like, entry goal. Do you think, or, like, what kinds of other, do you have any other, like, goals that you had downloading certain social medias or, like, making any profiles, like, in mind?
The one that comes to mind right away is LinkedIn. Like, I made one last year when I was a freshman in college, and, like, it's not, like, I don't know, like, it's technically social media, but it's not something that I ever, like, scroll through or, like,
yeah.
whatever. Like, I don't really use it that much either, but, I got LinkedIn because everyone's like, you have to get this. It's, like, the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, definitely one that I made with, like, the particular goal of, like, just seeing what's going on in, like, I guess the business world or, like, what I'm interested in for a career, and, like, the possibility of finding internships and stuff through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, the most specific goal. And then I remember I made Facebook when I was in fifth grade. Or, like, I begged my mom to have a Facebook when I was in fifth grade, and she said no. So I created a fake Facebook account, and my name was, like, Keisha on it or something.
Were you telling me this?
Yes. So my name was Keisha, and, like, my profile picture was just, like, this, like, white flower or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I friend requested all my friends from elementary school, from fifth grade. I friend requested all of them, and they're all like, who is this? Who is this? And I was like, guys, it's me, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, so I made that because I was switching districts for school. Like, I was doing school choice to another school. So I wouldn't be, like, with all my friends in middle school. And I didn't have a phone either. So, like, no one really had a phone
mm-hmm.
when you're in fifth grade. But I was like, this is the way that I'm going to be able to, like, communicate with them still. So I made Facebook for that reason. And then eventually, like, I changed it to my real name. But I'm still, like, 27 on there or something.
Yeah.
So, like, my fake age.
I think when I made a Facebook, I remember my mom, like, telling me that I couldn't. And it was at a volleyball pasta party in high school. And I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna make one. And, like, my mom, it's gonna have my name on it and everything, but, like, I put that I was, like, married to this other girl on the team. And then I made my bio something, I don't even remember, something really weird. Like, I said that I was, like, part of the witness protection program. And then I started making a bunch of, like, weird events. I don't know, but I know that I went into it with the goal of, like, fucking around with it so that my mom couldn't really get mad at me because I wasn't actually sharing information about myself, but, like, she probably still found a way. That was an outlier, though, because most other social media I had, like, actual information about me on there. When you were, like, younger, I know for me personally, like, I posted not like stupid shit that could necessarily get me in trouble, but I like posted very often when I was like in seventh grade on Instagram. And if I could, I would just go back and be like, and I have all of them archived too, so I could 100% like put them back on my profile. But I don't, because I want to look at them, but I don't want anybody else to. But it was like embarrassing. I had like 200 posts in like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was just like going crazy. And I started to like internalize that and like think that, because my friends were doing it too, but I wanted to like, that's kind of where it started, which is scary to think how fast I started being really competitive on social media with like what I was putting out there. So if I could, I would definitely just tell myself to like chill on that. Is there like anything that you wish you knew or that you would like tell yourself thinking, like looking back about social media, like to younger self when you first downloaded it?
I feel like I honestly didn't even know how to use it when I first got it, and I didn't get a, so we had like a desktop in my house, so that's how I made an email. My mom was like, Nola, you can't have an email, you're in fifth grade. And so
email,
yeah, and my username was like Nola Anderson 27, and my mom was like, that means people are gonna think you're 27 years old, like you need to delete that. And so that was like that, and like it was just so dumb. What did I do? I emailed my friends from camp. That's what I did.
Aww.
Because they all lived in Boston and I lived in like rural area. So I would email them, and then yeah, we only had a desktop, so I didn't get my first like phone till I was a freshman in high school, and like that was an iPhone, so then I could like access all the apps really easily. And I think that's when I started to get into it more, because, like, I could actually take pictures and stuff, and, I guess if I were to give myself advice, like, my 14-year-old self advice, it just would be, you don't have to post every second of your life to prove that it's happening. Like, mm-hmm. Things can happen and you can enjoy them without having to prove that you're enjoying them.
I think a lot of people probably need to hear that, too, now. In one of my, like, math classes, we're kind of on this topic, and there's this, I guess, I didn't read the book, but, like, my professor was citing a book. So after, like, that class, I started thinking a lot about how media alters, like, our perception of the world and, like, of ourselves and each other. And so I can clearly remember, like, there's one girl who I went to high school with who I'm, like, really good friends with now. But I remember, like, meeting her at a volleyball camp in, like, middle school. I thought she was so cool and everything. And then she followed me on Instagram, and her Instagram was, like, really suggestive, like, pictures of her at, like, parties. And she was, like, 14, you know? Mm-hmm. So my perception of her, like, changed. I was, like, originally wanted to be friends with her and then didn't. Not that I didn't want to be friends with her, but just I got, like, a different, like, view of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that still, like, carries over today, but it's much less obvious. Like, personally, I can't sit here and tell you, like, the ways that social media has, like, changed how I act, necessarily. But I always kind of wondered, like, what would happen if I, like, had never really even gone into it. I guess what I'm trying to ask or, like, put out there is, like, do you think social media changes, like, social morals or, like, social norms? And if so, like, in what ways have you, like, felt that?
That's a good question. It has to have affected social norms somehow. I'm trying to think of anyone that I know, like, who doesn't have, like, social media at all, and it's, like, super hard to think about that, because I feel like mostly everyone has some sort of something, besides, like, my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandpa, because they don't have computers or phones, but it definitely plays such a huge part in, like, how we live and, like, how we act. A lot of times, like, I'll be doing something fun, or, like, I'll, like, look nice or something, and then I'm just like, wow, like, this, like, we should take a picture, like, in the, like, thought process of, like, oh, like, if this comes out good, like, I can post it. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, one, it's fun to, like, keep connected with people that you don't really see, like people from high school that you're not like super close with, and like your family, your extended family, all that. And like, it's fun to like show off like who you're friends with and like what you're up to. But then in another sense, it like sometimes it's kind of just like, wow, like look at me, like I'm having fun and like I'm doing well. Like, and that's not necessarily always the case. Like, you can post like the most amazing picture and like look like you're having the best time, but it can really be like a front for like how you're actually feeling. In some cases, I guess, like, I know, like, the typical, like, post-breakup photo or, like, yeah, whatever, like, when, like, a couple breaks up and they're, like, I'm gonna post such a, like, hot photo of myself so that, like, they'll feel, like, sad that they don't have me anymore, that kind of thing. So there's, like, that aspect of it, which, like, definitely, that's, like, a definite example of how someone will act differently, like, a different social norm. Yeah, it's hard to say, like, when you're in it and when you've kind of grown up with it your whole life. But I guess it just kind of, like, it has a definite, like, sense of comparison and just always wanting to, like, put something good out there for people to see, and even though their opinion doesn't necessarily matter to you.
Yeah. I think comparison is a really good word. The word that comes to my head is, like, competition. And like quantifying kind of like friendships, because like obviously everything comes in numbers, so it's like how many like likes or follows or interactions or whatever you have. Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of like how it's made me different. I think I'm more competitive, not competitive like outwardly, but I just like can't help but keep track of that kind of thing. And I do think that like being logged into social media, I feel one way, but it's almost kind of like an after effect. Like once I log off, I can really feel it. Like, because when you're, I think of Pinterest when I think of this. Like when I go on Pinterest, I go to like look for something, like a recipe or like a DIY thing, and you kind of end up like in down the rabbit hole of like seeing just a bunch of different posts, which for me always ends up with like really aesthetic like beach pictures or like sunset pictures. And I'm like, oh, that looks like so cool. Like I save them because I want to copy them. But then when I log off, I'm either still thinking about it, but not just thinking about it, I'm thinking about like what, like it just kind of takes up like too much of my like mind space, because I'll be like, oh, like okay, it's one thing to like that picture, but then it's another to be like, I want to have that picture, like why do I want to take that picture and post it, you know?
Definitely.
I think specifically too, it's like interesting the way that women use social media in comparison to men, because I think there's a big difference. Like it's a visual medium, like it's all like haptic and like visual, like you touch, you scroll, and you see. And looking is not objective. Like what you choose to follow, what you choose to see on your timeline is a choice that has like a value behind it. And so I think it's like no question, like when you follow like influencers or famous people or whatever, that you like follow them to like either keep in kind of like touch with some sort of society, or to just like, because it's like eye candy. And I've noticed, like, a lot of my friends, too, follow, like, the same celebrities I do, like, the Kardashians, like, E! News, or some, like, online boutique or something, whereas, like, guys follow, like, sports highlights. Like, it's a little different, you know? And women definitely, I think, scrutinize social media a little bit more than men do. So do you have, like, anything to say? I feel like I'm talking right now. I'm talking too much right now, but yeah, I don't necessarily think it's affected like my friendships specifically, but I can see it affect like my sisters. Their generation, I think, is like way different too, even though it's only a few years. But like, she like still follows girls from her high school who I know she hates, like who I know have been like really nasty to her in the past. Like, and I always tell her to like unfollow them, because it's not gonna kill them. Like, it's literally just an unfollow, but it'll like make her like what she sees and everything on social media like better, more positive for her.
I definitely agree with, like, the way that men and women use social media is different, and that's, I'm not quite sure why that is, but I have seen that pattern too. When you were talking, I was trying to think if I follow any, like, of those famous people on Instagram, but I was thinking through it, and I don't think I really do follow very many famous people. I think, like, the main one I follow is Chance the Rapper. I don't even know why. Like, I like him, but, like, I don't follow that many famous people on Instagram, so it's just interesting that I follow him. Mm-hmm. I think I used to follow, like, Kendall Jenner, and then I unfollowed her because I was like, eh, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then who else? Oh, I follow Georgia Smith. I really like her music. Mm. So I guess I follow more, like, musicians and stuff because I like their music, and, like, they put a lot of, like, their new stuff out on their Instagrams and stuff, so I like to see that. But I do notice that, like, a lot of my guy friends will follow, like, you know, like, the sports stuff, and then they'll follow, like, whatever, like, kind of, like, sexy, like, Instagram accounts and mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm like, okay, weirdos. So I do notice that for sure, and then, like, thinking, like, generationally, like, even though our sisters aren't different generations than us, but, like,
I know I use that word, but it's not really the right one.
Yeah, my sister is 3/4 years younger than me. So she's a junior in high school, and I think, like, I love her Instagram, and it's just because, like, I know her in real life, of course, like, I love her, she's awesome, she's such a cool person,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I think she really does a good job of displaying it through her Instagram, too, which I found, like, I haven't, like, ever really been able to do, like, for her, it seems like her Instagram is, like, a form of, like, self-expression and, like, almost kind of art,
because
mm-hmm. she'll post, like, the most powerful things on there. Like, she's very, like, big and involved in, like, Black Lives Matter and, like, all that other stuff, and, like, I am involved in it too, but I don't necessarily, like, post about it too often on my Instagram. My Instagram is more just like, oh, like, if I have a cool picture, I just put it up, whatever, but hers is, like, very meticulous. Like, she'll post, like, 3 yellow photos in a row, then 3 blue photos, and then, like, a couple photos that look like nothing, but then if you look on her Instagram, it's, like, a whole photo in one, and,
cool.
like, she'll post, like, her art, and just, like, different stuff, and, like, so she is really into it, and I think the way that she uses it is actually pretty productive in the sense that it really displays, like, who she is, what she values, and gives, like, a strong message about her. And sometimes I do wish I could be more like that, but then at the same time, I'm like, eh, I don't want to put that much effort into Instagram. Like, it seems like it's kind of a lot of effort mm-hmm. to me. So.
Cool. I think my sister is the opposite of that, so that's, like, good for your sister, because, yeah, Allison just, like, it is, like, she worries me, because I'm like, you need to chill. She, like, edits them her stuff so much, and she, like, her and her friends take photo shoots for, like, ever. But I also kind of see that, not coming from, but, like, my mom does that too on Facebook, like, very much so, is, like, the most stereotypical, like, highlight reel of, like, a mom Facebook page. Like, family vacations, like, when her and my dad go out, like, my sister's sports highlights, like, my highlights, like, and it gets really old, and I actually, like, I'm like, the worst person for doing this because she hates it, but, like, every time she posts something like that, I'll comment something so sarcastic, and she gets so mad, she'll text me and be like, delete that comment right now, like, I don't want my friends seeing that, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm bro, but I seriously, well, like, I'm just like, why do you care so much? Like, I used to think that maybe the older generations, like, used it more so as, like, necessity and not as much as, like, the younger generations do, as in terms of, like, attaching so much of their, like, their self to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my mom really does. And, like, I wonder if my sister tries to, like, mirror that, or just sees the ways that, like, even me probably, like, take social media way too seriously. Yeah, my mom, though, is like, your mom has an Instagram, right?
Yeah, my mom does have an Instagram. She's a funny one. I made her get an Instagram, and she got one. And then, like, 3 years into having it, it got hacked by some random person. And so they started, like, selling handbags on her Instagram. And she was so sad because, like, she was like, I lost all my pictures now. And I'm like, no, like, Mom, you can just screenshot them off your old Instagram. Uh-huh. And she's like, I lost them. Like, she just, she uses it, but I'm not sure if she really, like, 100% understands everything about it. Mm-hmm. But she made a new Instagram account, and so her photos are there now. And she's happy. She comments on all my posts, and
mm-hmm.
she always slides up on, like, my Instagram stories and says some funny stuff. It's funny, I actually removed her as a follower of mine. Like, I didn't block her or anything, but
mm-hmm.
I got a tattoo, and I didn't want her to know. Oh, and I wanted to post a picture of it, of course, because I need to let the world know, like, I got a tattoo. So I removed her as a follower, and she didn't know that she wasn't following me for so long, and I would, like, DM her and all this stuff, and, like, she just never thought to check, I guess. And then we were at the beach, and, like, 2 or 3 months later, and she's like, what is that? And I was like, nothing. And she's like, did you get a tattoo and not tell me? When did you get that? And I was like, 3 months ago. And she was like, what? Like, she was so upset that, like, she wasn't upset about the tattoo, just that I didn't tell her. And she's like, how did I not know? And I was like, yeah, I removed you as a follower on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't even know you could do that. But I also, like, my mom uses, like, Facebook and stuff, too. And that was, like, when I first came to school, like, one of my main ways of, like, showing her, like, what I was up to, because she's, like, a little more, like, affluent in that, mm-hmm. I guess, but, so I'd post on Facebook and stuff, and, like, anytime it was someone's birthday, like, my aunt or my uncle or anyone, I would just go to her Facebook, look at her photos, and see if there's a picture of me with them from when I was younger. And she just deleted Facebook over the summer, so now I can't do that, which is kind of sad, but she's, like, she doesn't really like social media like that. Facebook was, like, her main one, but now she just is, like, an Instagram gal, I guess.
Cool. One last question that I kind of want to get your thoughts on. Do you have any, like, do you think that you overall, like, either are at a disadvantage because of social media, or do you think it has, like, supplemented any, like, aspects of your life, or do you think that it is a completely, like, neutral platform? Like, you don't need to think of any specifics, really, but just, do you think, like, your life would be different without it completely? You kind of talked about that earlier, like, that you wonder what that would be like. Yeah, because I always kind of wonder, like, is it really neutral? Like, if I had never been a part of it, would I be different now? And I think, like, yes. I'm not necessarily sure, like, how, but I think, I don't know. I honestly think I'd be way more productive in general. That's one aspect, but yeah, I think a lot of people, too, would say that social media, like, does benefit them greatly. Like, obviously, your job is centered on social media, and, like, I have also, like, worked as social media coordinator, whatever. So, like, that's awesome. But just wondering, like, what you think kind of value it, like, brings to your life.
I think it brings a lot of value socially. So, like, sometimes conversations with friends will go, like, they'll be talking about something, and then they'll say some random, like, phrase or whatever, and I'll be like, what? Like, what? That doesn't make sense. And they're like, oh, it's a meme. Like, didn't you see that on, like, Twitter, or didn't you see that on Instagram? And, like, so people do reference, like, memes and, like, funny videos and Vines a lot, or, like, I guess, like, Vine is old, but, like, whatever. Like, they reference that kind of stuff a lot. So I definitely think, like, having social media benefits in, like, a social aspect, because I think if I didn't have it, I'd just be, like, half the time I wouldn't understand, like, why people were saying certain things, or, like, really what was going on in certain conversations. I also think it is very beneficial in the sense that it can connect you with so many different people of different places and different cultures. And I think that's, like, super amazing because I love learning about other people and different cultures and all that. And I can, like, use it to, like, practice, like, languages and all that kind of stuff. And just, like, talk, like, having conversations with people that I wouldn't be able to have conversations with in person. So in terms of that, that's, like, really awesome. But it definitely, like, has its, like, downfalls, I guess, as we talked about already a little bit, just, like, not being productive and getting distracted on it and using it for, like, negative reasons, I guess. So I think if you use it in moderation, it can be, like, a really helpful and amazing tool.
Cool.